I know. I couldn't get into that game either. I thought I was the only one who thought it sucked. And here we are. What do you think? I told you it was a nice room. Do you want a drink? Or snack? They have room service here, and you can order almost anything you want. Last night, it was 3 in the morning, and I got a guy to bring up a burrito and a box of condoms. Okay, but you let me know if you want anything later on, and we'll call room service. I might want another box. So, I just have to ask. I notice you haven't said anything to me about my channel. You know who I am, right? Ha! You're serious! That's so funny. Usually, when I talk to guys at gaming conventions, they ask me a million questions about my channel. Or they want me to give them a shout-out on Instagram, or they want me to plug their podcast or stream or whatever. It gets kind of annoying. So, you've really never heard of me? Okay, sorry, I believe you. The reason why I thought it was weird that you didn't know me is because I'm kind of famous on the internet. Yes, I'm serious. I've got a gaming channel, and since we've both been at a gaming convention all day, I just assumed you knew who I was. I'm GamerPuss98. Yeah, I know it's a stupid name, but when I came up with it, I didn't think my channel would get over 1 million subscribers. What? Yes, I really have that many subscribers. Here, look at my phone. Let's see. See? 1,178,456 subscribers. And that's just on YouTube. I've got 860,000 followers on Instagram as well. Nearly 600,000 on Twitter. On Twitch, I've got, let's see, 343,000. The video I uploaded 3 days ago has 200,000 hits already. So, believe me now? Okay, good. Yeah, it's super easy. I do Let's Plays. I just turn my camera on while I'm playing a game and talk shit for like an hour a day. That's pretty much it. It beats working, and I have a lot of free time to do other activities. Most of my followers are horny guys. It's a funny story, actually. When I first started making videos, I was pretty nervous. So I wore hoodies and sweaters because I was scared of what people would think if I wore revealing clothing. I was scared of being called a slut or a whore, and I didn't want to be one of those stereotypical gamer girls, you know? The ones that wear low-cut tops and blow kisses into the camera. They can't even play the game, but the guys watch them with their cocks out so they can stroke themselves while they stare at their tits, drooling all over the keyboard. It's so pathetic. I bet you've watched Let's Plays just because the girl had big tits. I know you have. Don't deny it. All of the guys who go to these gaming conventions do it. So anyways, the first few videos I did had only like less than 100 views each. I knew I wasn't going to get more viewers if I didn't change something. And I knew I had something that people would want to see. I'm not sure if you've noticed, because I've been wearing this thick jacket the whole time we've been talking. But I have massive tits. They look even bigger on me because I've got such a small body. And since I'm so young, they're very round and very firm. So, I started wearing revealing clothing while I was doing my streams and recording my videos. Just as an experiment, to see if I could get a few more views. Low-cut tops showing off my deep cleavage. Tight crop tops. Sometimes only a bra and panties. After I started showing off my tits, I started to get a lot more followers. I mean, a lot. I had just turned off notifications on my phone. Within a week, I had 1,000. And then 2 days after that, I had 10,000 and 100,000 followers in less than a month. All of them men. Horny teenage boys. Dirty old men looking for young tits on the internet. All of those men watching me with their cocks out. Stroking themselves while staring at my huge, round tits and dreaming of what it would be like to fuck me. And there I am in my videos, pretending I think the reason why guys are watching me is because I'm funny, or they want to see me play a new game, when I really know they're all jerking off to me, checking my channel every day to see what slutty outfit I'll be wearing. And now, I have, how many was it? 1,178,000 men who watch my videos, stroking their cocks to me. Even though their girlfriends and wives are in the next room, it's me they want. It's me they fantasize about. My tight teenage body. My huge round tits. So firm that they just sit there. So many men who would do anything, absolutely anything, for the chance to fuck a hot, young YouTube whore like me. And I love it. I fucking love the attention. It gets me so wet, knowing that around the world, thousands of people are masturbating to my videos right now. That if I ever want a cock, if I'm hungry for cum, that I could so easily find someone who would drop whatever they were doing to meet me and to fuck me. All around the world, every city I visit, there are hundreds of men who would beg on their hands and knees for the chance to eat my pussy, to worship me. All I would have to do is send them a message from my account, and their cock would be mine. Would you like that? Wouldn't it drive you absolutely crazy? If the hot gamer girl who's famous for having massive tits with over 1 million subscribers personally messaged you asking if you would meet her in a hotel room and fuck her hard. I love having that power. I love taking advantage of pathetic, horny men. So, here we are. Have I convinced you to subscribe to my channel? Would you follow me? Would you be like all of the other guys, jerking your dick to my videos? Or, since we're here right now, and I'm so wet, and I can see the throbbing bulge in your trousers, maybe I could suck your cock. Maybe I'll let you fuck my tight, creamy pussy. Maybe you want to see the reason that all of those men watch my videos. Here, let me show you. They look good through my tight t-shirt, don't they? Don't they look fucking huge? You didn't expect to find these on such a skinny girl, did you? Now you know why I have so many subscribers. So many men who want me. You want to see more? I knew you were a pervert. Let me take off my t-shirt, and you can get a better look. What are you waiting for? Any other guy would have had their face buried in my chest by now. Go on. There you go. You fucking love it, don't you? When you met me, you didn't even know that you were talking to the girl who had the most amazing breasts that you'll ever get the chance to touch. Undo my bra. Now suck on my nipples. Oh, fuck. Yes. Lick them. Bite them. Oh, all of my followers, they all jerk off to my huge tits, but I'm not allowed to show them my nipples. And now, you're sucking on them. Do you like them? You see how stiff they are? They feel good in your mouth? Did you know that I can lick my own nipples? Here, you suck that one while I lick this one. Oh shit, I am so fucking wet right now. You want to see my pussy? I shaved it yesterday. I knew I was going to get fucked all weekend. Do you like it? Does it look nice? It's been so wet, aching so much for cock all day. Can you imagine what it would feel like to fuck this tight, hot? Let me rub your cock through your trousers. Oh, you're fucking huge for me. I want to play with your cock. But before I do, where's my phone? They send me messages, you know, all the time. Hundreds of messages every day. I can't read them all. It's impossible. but I do check them sometimes. It's mostly men. Some of them tell me that they're in love with me, or they want to marry me, or take care of me. Some of them are sweet, or romantic. But most of them are sexual. They tell me what they want to do to me, that they want to grab and suck my tits, or stick their huge cock into my tight little pussy, that they want to pleasure me, that they want to be rough with me, that they want to use me. Sometimes they're mean. I get a lot of people who call me a whore for the way I dress, or a bitch because I don't reply. If only they knew just how much of a whore I really am. Sometimes they'll go further. They'll tell me that I'm a slut who deserves to be raped, that they're going to find me at the next convention and rape me. I actually get a lot of rape threats. I don't take it seriously, of course. They're probably just teenage boys who are so angry they'll never be able to fuck a girl like me. But, honestly, those are the messages that really turn me on. I read them in bed while I masturbate before I go to sleep. If only they knew. So, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take out your cock. Oh, fuck. You've got a very nice cock. Sorry, I got carried away. I'm going to stroke your hard cock, and I'm going to read you messages from my inbox while I do it. How does that sound? You just lay back and listen while I jerk your dick. Okay, here's one from 10 minutes ago. Hey, GamerPuss98. I know you probably get a lot of messages, but I just had to write and tell you that I'm your biggest fan. I'm a bit older than you, but I'm good-looking and quite wealthy. Ooh, he's quite wealthy. That one's boring. What else is there? Here's one from an hour ago. Hi, GamerPuss98. I saw you walking around at the convention, but I was too nervous to say hi. I'm shy, but I'm definitely your biggest fan ever, and it would mean the world to me if you replied to my message. You're the most beautiful girl on the internet, and I think I'm in love with you. Aww, how sweet. Let me find a good one. Here we are. This one was sent a minute ago. Hey, GamerSlut98. I just watched the video where you were wearing your slutty black bra. I just blew a huge fucking load. You're my new favorite slut. I'll be at the convention tomorrow and Sunday, so if I see you around, I'll be sure to stalk you and rape you while you're alone. I've always wanted to rape a hot, young slut with big tits, and I've chosen you. You should feel special. Bitch. Here, take my phone. Keep reading while I suck your cock. See what they want to do to me? See how I make them feel? Look at my inbox. Thousands of unread messages, and 99% of them are from dirty fucking perverts. Desperate to fuck me. And here I am, on my knees, sucking your cock. I want you to fuck me. Should I call room service and get them to bring up another box of condoms? Or would you rather feel the inside of my wet teenage pussy with your bare cock? I thought so. Bend me over the sofa and fuck me. Fuck me from behind. Hard. Don't hold back. Oh shit. Oh shit, your cock feels huge. Fuck me. Don't stop fucking me. Don't stop. Fuck me like those hundreds of thousands of fucking perverts on the internet wish they could. You know the guy who called me his new favorite slut? He's right. I am a slut. It's only the end of the first day of the convention, and I've already been fucked by two strangers. 3 strangers. This morning, I was recognized by this guy while I was walking around checking out the unreleased games. He was old, like 35. He was shy. He couldn't even admit that he wanted to have sex with me. I sucked his cock in the men's bathroom, and then I let him fuck me. I was fucking hot. Oh, people walked in, and they could hear us fucking, but I didn't care. It's no secret I'm a whore. Everybody knows it. Oh, fuck. You're fucking me harder after I told you that. Did you like that? Oh, fuck, I'm such a fucking whore. And if that guy who wanted to rape me actually finds me, I might suck his cock, too. I might even pretend I don't want it so he can think that he's raping me. Can you imagine it? Me being pounded in the bathroom by some internet pervert, pretending I don't want it, but I really do? Oh, fuck. Oh, 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 shit, I'm such a slut, I'm a dirty fucking teenage slut, oh, you know how I told you I ordered condoms from room service last night? Oh, do you want to know how it happened to the condoms? Oh, I fucking... The room service attendant fucked me. Oh, he fucked me all night. He fucked me until there weren't any condoms left. Oh, I told him to call me a slut. I told him to call me a bitch. Oh, I told him to call me a whore. Oh, would you call me a slut? Tell me I'm a slut. Tell me. Oh, what am I? What the fuck am I? Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, please. Please fuck me. Oh, fuck. Fuck your dirty teenage whore. Fuck. Throat. That was fucking good. Now you can tell your friends that you fucked GamerPuss98 and came down her throat. If they believe you. So, you'll subscribe to my channel now, right? You'll follow me? Who knows? You might actually become a fan. I know you'll enjoy my videos. Oh, and don't be afraid to send me a message.